Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyone ever try something on TikTok and it just absolutely failed? Like, just total fail. TikTok hack does not work. Or does anyone know of a TikTok hack? They're like, no, guys, this for real works. I didn't believe it. Saw it on TikTok. Tried it for myself, and it actually crushes. Here's some advice. Give it a try. 314-531-9898. Because TikTok's full of hacks. Thank God it didn't go away because we got TikTok hacks.
Hallelujah.
AB's family tried a TikTok hack. How did it go?
Horribly. Which honestly is no surprise. So
yes, I've never tried one of those things that are on social media. Like whether it's a recipe, they're like, oh, like do this roll and make this thing, and it never looks this. I'm like, what is theirs and what is mine?
My family's made plenty of recipes on TikTok. Mine, myself included, and those are always great.
Same.
No, mine never look like that. I'm like, what is wrong with me? Don't answer that.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, well, so there was this hack that is like pretty viral on TikTok still. Of putting castor oil on your stomach, which is something I'd never even heard of, to it helps with digestion, basically.
What is castor oil?
Really?
Some type of oil.
Yeah, it's
everyone's
like-
doing it. You buy this thing and you put the oil on your stomach and then you put this like pouch thing on it to keep it intact and you do it overnight.
Yeah, castor oil was like in the old cartoons, that's what you gave kids who were like sick or something. They always got castor oil.
I don't know about any of that, but so my mom had been trying it, and I saw a TikTok that was this girl warning almost against it. She was like, just so you know, depending on like your height and your weight, you have to measure out how much oil you put on your stomach because it can really mess with like your insides.
Yeah, none of this sounds like a good idea.
And so I sent that to my mom being like, hey, I know you're trying this, like watch out. She watched it, didn't think anything of it. And then she put oil on my sister's stomach being like, you need this. So she did that. The next morning, she threw up 5 times. She took one sip of her coffee and was just like projectile vomiting. And she couldn't figure out why for the next couple days. And then
she didn't think when she rubbed her body in full of just castor oil.
She didn't even think about it because she didn't know that was like something that could even happen. And then my mom kind of finally put two and two together and she was like, I am so sorry. And I was like, Mom, I sent you a warning. Like, you knew.
So I saw this trend, and anything that, like, helps, like, you know, you get skinnier or whatever, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll look into that. And I saw a warning as well, but a different kind. It was if you let the castor oil get in, like, your belly button, like, your navel, it can, like, go into your organs, and it makes you really sick.
Well,
I think that's how it enters.
So this is supposed to help in digestion. There is zero part of me that thinks this is a good idea.
Apparently, it's helping some people out there, but probably the people that are actually doing it right.
Okay. You've tried it.
Yeah.
You saw it on social media, said, I'm going to go for it. It was a complete flop. Or you saw it on social media and you're like, no, this thing is awesome. Check this out, guys. Everyone needs to know about it. 314-531-9898. We want to hear your TikTok hacks on Y98. Have you ever tried something on TikTok and it just was an absolute flop? You know there's like a million TikTok hacks and you're like, oh man, you got to try this. And you try it and you're like, didn't work for me. 314-531-9898. Talk about your all-time backfires. AB's family tried this castor oil hack. What is the hack?
You're supposed to put castor oil on your stomach, but you're supposed to measure it out, like, depending on your height and weight. And they just slapped it on there and put way too much, and my sister ended up throwing up.
And what are they supposed to do? Help your digestive system?
Yeah, and I guess it helped, like, too much.
Too much?
Very much so.
Lacey, you've heard of some of this castor oil, like, hacks and things like that, huh?
Yes, I have. And
were they doing it wrong, obviously, here?
Bad, ugly?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were putting castor oil on their hair and leaving it overnight.
Oh, yeah.
To have their hair grow better on their scalp and have fuller hair. Well, people were waking up just like smelling like oil and they couldn't get it out of their hair.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, castor oil on your stomach is the same thing as just put on your head. Like, that's probably going to go into your system, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and now they make the product with castor oil in it for you. For hair growth.
Huh.
Oh.
Yeah, instead of doing so that's really useful.
I feel like people just mess with people on TikTok. Like, I'm just going to go up on TikTok and be like, see this mayonnaise? Put it on your face for a
I'm
face
not
cream.
Kidding. I just like, bought this, like, beef thing that you're supposed to put on your face, and it's supposed to make your face look really good. I just bought that off TikTok.
Beef?
Beef tallow.
And it's supposed to do what?
I don't know. It's supposed to make you look younger.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
You're going to be That's slapping meat on your face?
Guys, look for me.
But I will say the recipes are awesome. I do. I get all
yes,
the recipes.
Yes, the recipes are awesome.
I try these recipes. Like, oh, try this thing. And I come out and my thing is like looking disheveled. Yes. Looking like
you got to find the right ones.
Man, none of them.
Exactly.
Like, if it's got more than one ingredient, I'm out. Literally, I'm going to be like, guys. I'm going to be, see me on TikTok. Hey, fellas. Hi. I know a lot of you have been asking about my mayonnaise face. Slap the, put this all over your face and you'll look younger. And then people are going to be like, this guy looks so young. Look at him.
I had to buy the unscented beef one because apparently if you don't, your face will smell like beef.
You smell like beef. That's yeah. why. I knew someone smelled like beef in the studio.
I just don't even know what to say. Right. Slapping beef on the face is the new trend.
We have lost all control. AB is now leather. Herself up in castor oil and then
people are texting in say they swear by beef tallow.
Yes,
shut up.
It's the new thing.
Who texted in?
You guys, it's supposedly like a secret that's just now getting leaked that like this is how people like celebrities are looking younger. It's this beef.
Well, I'll do it if it works.
Shut up.
Exactly.
Oh, guys, follow me on Instagram and follow me on TikTok for your beef tips.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.